Toronto. After practice Thursday, Nick Delian emerged from the gym at Toronto FC's training center with a smile and a bag of ice on his left knee. Just normal maintenance, the veteran midfielder explained. Off the pitch, Delian is still adjusting to the pandemic's new normal. But he is going his own way. His wife and two kids are back in Arizona where they have a better support system with family nearby. Delian has left the family home north of Toronto. He is a fan of wide open spaces rather than cities, and is living with some roommates in an Airbnb near Toronto's training center. This is the best part of my day right here, coming out here and getting to train. That's what I live for, Delian said. After the unknowns of 2020 and not knowing how long the team might stay in Orlando this season due to pandemic-related border restrictions, Delian said the decision was made to have his wife and kids set up shop in Arizona, although they visited him in Florida 3 times. She's got a job, in Arizona. The kids are in school and they've just been in a good routine, he said. I don't want to mess that up. And I'll join them in 3-4 months. He might not be back. His contract with Toronto expires after this season. In March, Delian said he had no plans to get the COVID-19 vaccine. I've never had vaccines, I don't get the flu shot. I don't do any of that, he said at the time. I don't take medicine, I don't take prescription crap, any of that. That's my personal choice and that's the way I choose to live my life. And I will not change that for anybody, I know who I am and I'm confident in it. Today, he is one of the very small minority in Major League Soccer not to be vaccinated. It's definitely made my life more difficult, but I knew that from the beginning, said Delian. It's nothing strange. A so-called national interest exemption, obtained recently by MLS and its 3 Canadian teams, means players and staff like Delian who are not fully vaccinated can cross the border with a modified quarantine. It essentially allows him to train and play. Which is all I need to do at this point. I don't need to go and party, I don't need to do all that. I'm in straight grind mode. Finish as strong as I can for 3 or 4 months and then rejoin my family. And that's strictly where my mindset's at. During TFC's time south of the border, Delian was open about the mental toll that being away from home took. He's home now, but without his family some of the same challenges remain. There's good days and bad days, but the majority are good days, he said. But I'll have a day or two a week where it's heavy. I just really miss my family. But at this time, everybody's got stuff, he added. I have roommates at my house who are going through the same thing, their family is back in Russia or wherever. There's just so many people going through this right now. Delian said he knows what he plans to do after this season, although he's not willing to share it just yet. I'm not retiring, he did say. While reading between the lines his future seems elsewhere, Delian said he has been treated well by TFC. The only thing that's been different has just been the changes in the world, he said. And they have to abide by that. My time here with Toronto has been unbelievable. And the treatment that they've given me, pre and post-COVID, is above and beyond. It's as simple as that. I know they're doing everything they can to make life as simple and as easy as possible. I know they're bending over backwards to do that. I have no complaints over that end. The 31-year-old Delian, in his 10th MLS season, has appeared in 11 games this season but has only made 4 starts and has seen limited playing time under coach Javier Perez. He has 1 goal. Follow at Neil M. Davidson on Twitter. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 12, 2021. Neil Davidson, the Canadian Press.